Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to share some experiences from Jägermeister, the guy that runs the goingyourownway.com forum, about moving to Dubai to escape feminazis, and if that's actually possible. The other day I was at the hairdresser's and the woman cutting my hair, which I've been going to for 10 plus years, told me that her sister moved back to Romania because Canada is no longer free. She said that her sister and many Europeans are obsessed with going to Dubai for some reason. I said that one of the reasons was probably because Mr. Sox, Justin Trudeau, was turning this country into a hellhole. While I was saying that, some new transgendered woman hairdresser overheard me say that, and I thought I was going to get criticized and grilled. But she said she won't be voting for Trudeau, so that gave me hope for the next election. But she also said that she had friends that weren't allowed into Dubai because they were gay or trans. Being gay is illegal there and punishable by death in that country. That rarely happens, though, if you keep a low profile and don't make your sexual orientation public. When I got home, I went to the goingyourownway.com forum, and I saw what I'm about to read to you. I find that when synchronicities like that happen, you need to pay attention. Anyways, here's what Jägermeister has to say in the post called Why I Moved to Dubai and I'm Not Coming Back to America, and I quote, "In the 8 years since I started this forum, we've witnessed further degradation in Western society at the hands of feminism, with women engaging in disrespect commonly because there are no consequences. For those who think this can be reversed, consider that the elites have trillions of dollars at their disposal, control all of the media, and can destroy anyone that stands in their way. Please consider that every MGTOW community but ours is being derailed. If they want to use feminism as further divide and conquer in this country, they will. About 10% of people here in Dubai are European or American, and unsurprisingly, some of them bring their bitchiness with them. But here you have no worries about putting them in their place. For the rest, they come from all over the world. The Philippines, India, Africa, and other parts of Asia. They bring traditional cultures, a sense of civility, and mutual respect. No place is perfect, but once the cancer of feminism, the false ideology that claims equality, that brings endless resentment and conflict is removed, it is so much lighter. The government is highly efficient, wonderful roads, buildings, public services, all at no cost. By that I mean there's no income tax. I realize I'm in a unique situation. I'm financially independent, so I don't need to consider working here. If you can work remotely, i.e. work in tech or finance, it may be an option to you. Some have elected to ghost in the West. This is because both men and women have been contaminated by feminism. However, there's a cost to solitude, the cost of our mental well-being. Here I greet other men, we crack a few jokes. There's positivity. Here men don't think, who cares, it's just another man, completely boring. Where are the women at? As men do in all other over-sexualized societies. I do believe part of us is lost when we adopt the do-not-give-a-fuck attitude. Our sense of wonder and optimism goes with it. As you figured out, the problem is not you. It's your environment. But still we become thick-skinned, but hard-hearted. We stop caring even about the things we should care about. It's a natural solution when leaving is impossible. For decades, I thought that leaving the West was impossible. Then when I left and I realized, nothing was actually holding me back." Unquote. I'll discuss the positives versus the negatives of leaving for Dubai to escape feminism in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to women going to Abu Dhabi, Dubai, to be used as toilets for money, Clown World show. The reason that Dubai is still not too toxic and liberal is because Europeans make up only 10% and will never make up the majority. So the woke have to be on their best behavior and masculinity can come out as a result. But don't worry, dear listeners. The women are coming for Dubai too. They're free to wear all the revealing clothing they want there, and it's mostly hot thoughts going there now because they know that's where the men with money are moving to. So it's a gold digger's paradise. They prey on those 10% of men of European descent with money. Sure, not all of them are rich, but many have businesses, and like Jägermeister, are independently wealthy. Now I know why he can afford the time and money to keep the goingyourownway.com forum going and has the time and money and resources to deal with the denial of service attacks that he constantly must face. We also have MGTOW.TV. But before that, there were MGTOW forums, which died in early 2014. MGTOW.com took over after that, and then there was Reddit. MGTOW.TV also has a small community. Yeager can afford the cost of leaving the West and no longer having to deal with toxic people. He's right that if you work remotely, you can do well in Dubai. I found apartments for rent there, and they rent annually for about $1,000 a month outside the city center. So it's still affordable to live there. As for Europeans, why are they obsessed with going there? They don't have modern cities like New York, Chicago, and Toronto with thousands of skyscrapers. Sure, London has some in its financial district, and there's also Les Défenses in the Paris business district, but none of them have the massive skylines that Dubai have. Plus, there's the draw of luxury and celebrity. That trans woman said that all the big influencers are going there. I guess in a way, it's the same as people in North America going to Beverly Hills back in the day to Rodeo Drive, or South Beach in Miami. The draw of glitz and glamour, perhaps. Plus, you don't have to deal with as many toxic people. For this video, I was looking up feminism in Dubai, and I ran into a website promoting a couple of gender studies and feminism conferences that are taking place there next year. Feminists can try, but it's not going to work because the majority of women there are Arabs. Even still, you escape feminism, but you still can't escape gynocentrism. Isn't it sad when we run to the far regions of the earth so we don't have to be overly controlled by women, and it's refreshing when we go back to a place where women only try and control men covertly, using their beauty and sexuality? Dubai also has the world's only 7-star hotel, and that's where some of the money men are. You also know that to get those wealthiest men, women also have to look their best. And those men won't put up with a feminist attitude or fupas either. But if Dubai ever became average, then you can sure bet that the overt control of women would begin. Years ago, I remember hearing a story from a flight attendant complaining about not being able to jog around in Dubai, and she was probably looking to land some hot rich pilots. No pun intended. Instead, she ended up with a rich finance guy. As for the climate, I'm also not sold on it. I like desert landscapes in the southwest, but they're nothing compared to when I went to Egypt in late October one year. With the real desert heat, you can only go outside when the sun wasn't too bright. You're only able to go out in the early morning and late evening for much of the year because of that heat. It's not like the Florida humidity heat. More like Death Valley dry oven heat. I'm also not a big fan of skyscrapers. I grew up in a city full of them and spent 4 years going to school in downtown Toronto. But in Dubai, the skyscrapers are insanely close together and are stuck together like blades of grass. Most views out of your window are probably going to be into another building. There is no need to build that much density in a place with so much land. I can also understand why people from Romania and Eastern Europe go to Dubai, because the infrastructure is pristine compared to their own countries. It must be novel to see a city that's that new and that clean compared to the thousand-year-old market squares and piazzas that they're used to. I've always found that many Europeans trash their history because there's so much of it. They could destroy half of their cultural artifacts and would still have more than the rest of the world combined. I can understand guys wanting to move to Dubai, especially if governments of the West start banning fertilizer and gasoline use and they take away our freedom of speech. Where do you think many Europeans that can't afford their heating bills are going to go and spend their time this winter? Mind you, Dubai, the internet is heavily censored, and you need a VPN to access most of it. So even with censorship, they have adapted, and we should actually be all right in the West, unless they ask for some sort of digital ID to go online. Many of us men in the West already technically find ourselves without a country, and without a culture to call our own. I was listening to one guy share 10 things that suck about Dubai. And he says that dating women there is like dating women in Miami or Los Angeles. So to me, that means you're not really escaping feminism in Dubai, because those two American cities are incredibly liberal. If I wanted to escape the West, I'd go to Japan. The infrastructure is amazing, and you don't get woke nonsense. The cities also look like they're something out of cyberpunk, and the street grid system grew more organically instead of the central planning that you see in Dubai, where if you miss your exit ramp, you have to drive another 10 minutes before being able to turn around and come back to your original exit destination. Plus, Japan has history and culture with no Sharia law. I'm sure you probably won't run into many issues with it in Dubai as a foreigner. Dubai also puts you into debtor's prison if you don't meet your debt obligations. That also tells me that most women never go there for that reason alone, especially if they have poor money management skills. I look at the place as a boomtown like the good old days in the Wild West. Eventually, the oil money there is going to run out, and the Muslims want Dubai to attract wealth and corporations to invest in their countries after the fossil fuel money flies away. More likely, it's going to become a ghost town scavenged for supplies. I'm sure there were no feminists on the frontier in the 1880s in America, because if they were there, they would have been ignored by men and risked not being able to survive. Dubai is nothing but a mirage built on fleeting fossil fuels, but that doesn't mean men can't use it as a refuge from feminism and then leave when it eventually turns to shit. But Jägermeister's right. It does affect your psychological health if you have fear going out there into the world and having healthy conversations with people. Ghosting is great in many ways in the West, because it preserves more of your mental health than interacting with the average person out there. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women go to Dubai to get smashed by poop in their pie holes. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps your girlfriend from being a secret porta-potty girl in Dubai and then coming home and trying to kiss you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.